It's Tuesday, July the 8th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. The One Economy Foundation is preparing to host its 10th annual fundraising soiree on the 7th of August, celebrating a decade of work promoting economic inclusion and social upliftment. Chairperson and former First Lady Monica Gengos shared details exclusively with our Angie Scholz.
It's been a journey of significance. We've raised just over 100 million Namibian dollars, and with that kind of money comes responsibility. And this type of work is about ensuring social returns for country and nation. And I must say the second part is way more fulfilling. But I mentioned that because how it gets used is important. So even if the returns are social returns, there are governance requirements. You must make the best usage of people's money.
Hear the full conversation on the business report airing tonight at 6 p.m. on our sister radio station, Nova 103.5. The University of Namibia has replaced its traditional four-year honours program with a three-year undergraduate degree starting in 2023. This reform aims to better equip graduates for the 21st century workforce as well as easy access to postgraduate studies. UNAM's spokesperson Simon Namesho.
There are reasons why we have done that. One is because it was a feedback from industry that they want to have our students to come out earlier. Then another reason was because what we have in the three-year degrees is what we have a very competence and skills that are imbued in those three-year degree. One of them, for example, being that when you are doing a transformed curriculum is that you have what you call a core semester. In the old curriculum, there was only first semester, second semester. In the new curriculum, they will have what you call a core semester, first semester, and second semester. The core semester is then also a result of feedback from industry and from stakeholders to say your graduates, they lack what we call soft skills. It's a core semester with 10 modules that all speaks on soft skills.
The city of Windhoek has transferred its biggest portion of unpaid debt, 409.9 million, to external debt collectors, Red Force. Spokesperson Lydia Amutenya told News on One's Josia Shiweda. This amount is part of the city's total outstanding debt of 944 million as of May, owed by households, businesses, pensioners, and government entities whose accounts are over 3 months in arrears.
Amutenya explained that regular clients owe a combined total of 143.6 million, while pensioners account for 131.3 million, largely because many did not participate in the debt written off program. She also highlighted that to date, 3,483 pensioners' accounts have been written off.
On the continental front, Kenyan police blocked roads and mounted heavy deployments in Nairobi's normally busy streets yesterday to stop gatherings marking the annual pro-democracy rallies. According to AFP, clashes erupted as anti-riot police fired tear gas at groups of young men, some of whom threw stones at officers. Many residents chose to stay home rather than join marches commemorating the 7th of July 1990, when Kenyans rose up against then-President Daniel Arap Moi's one-party rule to demand a return to multi-party democracy. To the U.S. now, where search efforts are continuing for a fourth day for dozens of people still missing following flash floods in central Texas, even as more storms are forecast. More than 90 people as of this broadcast have been confirmed dead, including 27 girls and staff from a summer camp. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a major disaster declaration, as our U.S. correspondent Kate Fisher reports.
Questions have been raised about whether adequate flood warnings were provided and why people weren't evacuated ahead of the deluge. National Weather Service flash flood warnings still remain in parts of Texas today, with more storms expected in the region over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.